Background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here. Program number 487 in that continuing series as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KBBG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web as our theme wraps up right there. Musicians Come and Play with Larry Razavi. We're now coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 34 degrees here in central Minnesota. Sun's starting to break through those clouds. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Lester Schuft. How are you doing, Lester?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Good to hear your voice once again over the Chasm airwaves. It's been a while.
I got to tell you, I don't know of too many polka jockeys that understand the music like you do.
Well, thank you, Lester.
And I'll tell you why. You're a musician.
Yeah.
You play with bands. You know the musicians in the different bands. You know their favorite songs. Those are all attributing factors to Chasm.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. That's very kind. Let's go back to the beginning, Lester. Where were you born and raised? And just give the people a little brief history of your background.
I was born on a farm, Broughton, Minnesota, which is about 18 miles to the south of Hutchinson.
Okay.
I went to school there at Broughton High School, and I started music real young. I started taking lessons in the horn at about sixth grade on the trumpet. And before that, I played drums because my father was a professional drummer.
Okay.
Then I got a new trumpet. It was pretty expensive at that time. But Dad said, we're going to get you a good one. And I took lessons every second Friday of the month. I took private lessons from Brown and Meidel Music Store at New Orleans, which was really a prominent store.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I went and I played in seventh grade, I think I started playing the senior high band at Broughton. And then I graduated there, and I went to Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter. And I got a bachelor's in chemistry, biology, psychology. I played lead chair trumpet in the symphony band there for 4 years, and I directed and played in the pep band, and we went all over the United States with that pep band that we got invitations. Then I went to University of Minnesota, picked up my master's in psychology, then they hired me to be a counselor for 6 years, and then I decided I went to dental school, I got my dental degree. A lot of history there. Of course, my wife died 9 years ago, and after she passed away, I got a Lutheran ministerial degree. And a lot of school, but I always enjoyed it, and as long as the people enjoy what I'm doing, I guess I'm here to make them happy.
Well, and you also had a radio career, too, and now totally retired, but boy, that was a good one, too.
Yeah, I had 30 years at KDUZ at Hutchinson, Minnesota.
Yeah, and you had a program on Wednesday mornings called Musicians Roundup.
Had that, and I tell you, I interviewed people from all over the United States and Europe.
Uh-huh.
I was a symphony director from Europe that I interviewed. And then, of course, I had my own show on Sundays on the radio station at KDUZ. I grew up on the farm, so I liked to watch the farm stuff. And then I had a bunch of farm shows every month where I'd invite Secretary of Agriculture of the United States, Minnesota, and we talk about the bills coming up. So
you bet. And then besides that, you had a band career. You had a polka band. When did you start Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman? How far back does that go?
I can tell you it's going 63 years now.
63 years ago already you started. My goodness. Yeah, you were the host band for the Minnesota North Stars, and boy, where else were you all?
Well, I was for the North Stars, and I played in Minneapolis Aquagenio Queen coronation dances for many years. Played the state fair many years in a large ballroom or a large beer garden, and I just, you know, music was just for me.
Yeah.
And I gave a bunch of trumpet lessons to kids, and my own boy who deceased 5 years ago was a great trumpet player, and I started him out, and tell you the truth, he was a better trumpet player than I was.
My goodness.
He played in our church, him and I duets many times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played for Hubert Humphrey when he was running for president.
Okay.
One of those campaign ones.
Yeah.
And on the other flip side, I played for Rudy Boschwitz, the other political side.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lester, back then, that's when people appreciated music, polka music, it seemed like. They had respect for it. I mean, you just were sought out to be to play for these performances. People just thought you had to have music for them, didn't they?
They did, and they really all over. We played in 9 states when we were really playing.
Uh-huh.
And polka music was one of the favorites, there's no doubt about it.
You bet. What was
go along to the wedding dances?
Yeah,
and dance the polka. It was a lot. It was going downhill, but what really put a damper onto it was this COVID.
Oh, that was so bad. Yeah,
it drained a lot of live entertainment of all kinds.
You bet.
Or what it is.
What was the instrumentation in your band when you were first going, when you first started out? How many pieces were you?
Well, I started out on the concertina guy was Marv Nissel. You remember him?
Yeah, Marv Nissel. Yep.
He's got his own band, and I played trumpet.
Uh-huh.
Well, by the name of Bill Schultz played sax from New Germany.
Uh-huh.
And Stuart, Minnesota, Milton Klammer played trombone. Mm-hmm. And from Winsted, Minnesota, I had Ralph Litton on the tuba, and I had Wally Coles from New Germany on the guitar, and I had my father on the drums.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My father played the first 17 years of my band, and
okay.
Then he had a music at the kitchen table, and it was all done with him. And then I picked up... Jerry Dossel, you remember? He used to have his own band.
Yeah, yeah.
He ended his band, and then I hired him.
Okay. Wow.
And he passed away. Then I had Wayne Nitschke here from Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And I really had a problem 4 years ago. I had a bad heart. I had 4 heart operations.
Yeah.
I had 4 bypass. A defibrillator, a valve, and what's the other thing? That's some pacemaker.
Pacemaker, yeah.
And the only problem I have is it's hard for me now to sometimes get my air.
Yeah.
Anything with the heart usually really affects your air and your breathing and your, and of course, you know, takes really hard to play the trumpet.
Yes, it does. You bet. That's one of the things they teach you. You have to have a good diaphragm, a good firm stomach, strong muscles there, and you have to practice at it to build that up. So, yeah. And, of course, you had another birthday here just back in October, didn't you?
October 1, I was 86.
86 now. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of good folks that you've seen come and go that are no longer with us anymore, and they didn't make 86.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had a lot of followers in New Richmond, Albany, that whole area up there in that St. Cloud area.
Yeah.
I had tons of followers up there.
Yeah.
And you guys still have a good following with polka music on your station.
We do. The people, I run into them at church, at the post office, in the grocery store, just around the community, and like last night again, one of my good buddies there will be listening to you tomorrow morning, and it's just really a heartwarming feeling to hear that people still care about their local AM station.
And they ought to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your bread and butter station.
Yeah.
That's where you guys will get your products out.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's right.
Ty and you were there, and Janet.
Yeah.
I got a big award. On April the 22nd of 2022, I was inducted in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was quite the night.
My gosh, there's guys in like Charlie Pride.
Yeah.
Not Charlie Pride, Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of them. And even the well-known Molly B. went in last year with you.
Yes, she did. She was in on the same night. I tell you, there was a good friend. I've been many times on her show that she's played my band, and I'm very thankful. I don't know if you know that. She's got a father that's a good musician.
Oh, yeah, he's Jim Busta, yeah.
Concertina man.
Yep.
Old band.
And he's had some health issues, and boy, there's some resilience there because he still keeps on going.
Yep, I tell you. Well, you know what the main thing is. You got to have God on your side.
That is true. So true.
And you know, in the world today, and you know, religion is kind of downsliding today.
It is.
When it downslides, America's got some fallacies and faults to correct, I'll tell you.
You bet. You bet. Well, Lester, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come up and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
I'll hold on.
All righty. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, here for you during this busy holiday season. We invite you to stop in and pick up some of our world-famous Christmas sausage or one of our award-winning meat and cheese trays. Don't forget to grab a bag of that special Christmas candy as well. Our message today is a wish for a safe and happy holiday season for each and every one of you. We hope that all of you enjoy peace and joy with family and friends. Remember, moderation with food and beverages. For your information, holiday hours at the St. Joe Meat Market are as follows. Tomorrow, Monday, February 18th through Friday the 22nd, open 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. On Saturday the 23rd, open from 6 a.m. till 5 p.m., closed on Sunday, Christmas Eve Day, and Monday, Christmas Day. Then opening again on Tuesday through Saturday after Christmas, regular hours, and closed on Sunday and Monday, New Year's Eve Day, and New Year's Day. Once again, a wish for a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year in 2024 from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Lester, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before. We put up that meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we get that to you and hope that you and those around you can enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Well, I'll tell you what. That your meat market there is pretty hard to beat. I know of a lot of good meat markets, but I think yours is kind of the cream of the crop there. And in Germany, your sausage is wurst.
Yes, you bet. And, well, up until last year, I was a part of making a lot of it. Retired first of the year, And the boys that I worked with, they are continuing it. They haven't missed a beat. So very proud of the gang over there at the St. Joe Meat Market.
See, I didn't know that. Do you have bulk candy there?
Yeah, we do. We package it up in small bags so it's easier, convenient to grab and go. But, yeah, we get it in the 25-pound boxes, all sorts of Christmas candy. We got the chocolate-covered orange bites and raspberry bites, and there's a, what do they call it, holiday cream mix. And there's all different the chocolate balls and chocolate stars and you name it. If it's out there, I think they've got it over there. It is a nice selection of it.
But I tell you, it's getting hard to find nowadays.
It is.
With the health rules, it's getting tougher, you know. You got to keep it sanitary.
Yes, that is so true. So, yeah, the gals over there, the checkout gals, they do such a nice job of putting it in bags. You know, they use the gloves to handle it and everything. It's all done very professionally, very sanitary, and then they price it. And, yeah, so it's so easy to just grab it and keep on going, and people really come for it. So, yeah, big thing over there at Christmas time at the meat market.
You know something? We still got the best country in the world.
It seems that way. It really does. We're so fortunate.
Just look how many people immigrate by the thousands to America.
Yes.
Do you see many immigrating to Russia or China or North Korea? I don't.
No, it's a shame because some of them are abusing that privilege, those rights. And if we were to try to do that, get into one of the other countries, you'd be shot on the spot.
Absolutely. They wouldn't even think about it.
No. And that's why they don't have those problems because people know that they don't dare try it. Whereas here, everything just pretty free it goes. So, but any rate, that's another story for another day. Politics, you just don't get ahead. We always say you stay away from politics and religion and you get along real good.
That's very true because those are a couple of very controversial subjects.
Oh, yes, you bet. You had a great recording career as well, Lester. Any idea how many albums, how many recordings you made over the years?
Well, I know that I've got at least 800 numbers on recordings, 78s, cassettes, 8-tracks, CDs, and then I don't know. You ever knew that, but Wally Pickle, Lee Lamacher, and Larry Grass and I, we owned Little Crow Recording Company, and we did umpteen recordings. We had bands come from California that we recorded, taped, sent the tape to Nashville. They made the 78 platters, sent them back to us, and we had a good printer here. He made the jacket up. And any color picture we want, he'd put on there, and then they'd stick an LP in each one of those jackets and did the surround wrap.
Okay.
And then, of course, in the 70s came the gas crunch.
Yeah.
And the 78 records are made from fuel.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to use fuel. So we shut down, and the Motec school here at Hutch, they bought our audiovisual division. And they're still using that to teach the kids, except they modified it with some newer equipment. But and then after that, I started my own recording called Red Rose Records.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a lot of bands in your area. Gilly Mouse and a bunch of others that we recorded from your area.
Oh, yes. You bet. Really, really neat. Pretty proud of those last recordings that you did. Field of Polka Dreams, then was 2013, was Hulurai Polkas and Waltzes Down by the Riverside, and then out in 2022, Classic Polkas and Waltzes with a Classic Car. Those were some top-notch recordings, weren't they, Lester?
Well, I think so, but this is my band. I don't like to brag, really, but
yeah.
I guess if you get the jobs, I guess that's the proof of
It is. And some really good musicians. I mean, really top-notch musicians. Just going up and down the line. Gary Schrader, tuba. I mean, just talk a little bit about Gary. What a great guy, huh?
I don't know if you knew this, But Gary's father was a great drummer.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, fantastic.
Really? Okay. Then you had Lowell Schubert on the last recording, and before that you had Jerry Minar. Some great concertina players there, huh?
Yeah, I've really been blessed with good people.
Yeah.
I try to treat them good, but boy, I get treated back real well. Incidentally, I have one gal on the band.
Yeah.
And that's Earl Schmidt's daughter.
Yeah. Nancy Buckentine. Yeah. She's a keyboard player, and boy, you know, she didn't start playing until just, you know, the last few years. I mean, I just wonder what could have been had she started playing when her dad was still living, when they had the Earl Schmidt band, huh?
I tell you, they had a good band.
Oh, they did, yeah.
This week, one of their top musicians they had for 30 years passed away, Hilbert Gruff.
Oh, that's right. You told me that, yes. And what did he play again, Lester?
Guitar and banjo.
Guitar and banjo, mm-hmm. Okay.
He could play some concertina, but, you know, Jerry Schuft was the lead on concertina.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tell you, sax and clarinet section, I got three of them there that can't be beat.
Yeah.
Jerry Kale, Ivan Kale, the band.
Yeah.
His boy, outstanding on sax, clarinet, trumpet, unbelievable.
Banjo as well.
Pardon?
Banjo as well.
Banjo as well.
Yeah.
I mean, multi-talented. And, of course, then we have...
Myron Muehlbauer.
Myron Muehlbauer. So he's played with every band, I think, in five states around.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a great sax, clarinet player, and a good trumpet player.
Yeah.
And then Marvin Wolf.
Yes.
Those two guys, Wolf and Wolf, have played Hoodoo-Rye music with the clarinets with just about every band that you can mention.
Yeah.
And they're good.
You bet. You bet.
The unfortunate part is Mr. Wolf right now has got a lot of eye trouble.
Yeah.
He now plays, but he's good enough. He can fake the stuff perfect.
Yeah. No yeah. Play by ear, yeah.
It's not a problem.
Yeah, yeah. And then the trumpet section. Yourself, so many years leading the way, and now as that heart has been giving you a little bit of static, then you look to Rick Keen on the last recording and Ross Scalise, and what a couple of great horn players, huh?
Oh, I'll tell you, they're number one in the state, I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, Rick is from Bird Island, Minnesota. Ross is up in Albany here now, moved up to Albany. And Ross, you see him with just about every other band nowadays, too.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You know, they've got a poker show every day in Brooklyn Park.
Yeah.
At noontime. And I don't know how many bands I've seen him play with there.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You gotta thank. I've had a lot of hardship with my wife dying young. My son was only 48 when he died, and I've had the four heart operation. But you know, I gotta still say, I couldn't made it without God.
Yeah.
I could not have.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
It's just the way the cards fell for me, and I had to have good luck. I wouldn't have made the 86 years.
You bet. You bet. And we have to give credit to the drum section, the percussion section on those last recordings. We had Wayne Michka on the 2013 recording, and then Wayne passed away. And then I did a few numbers on that recording. And then 2022, I was on the drums for about half of the numbers, and we got a guy by the name of Mike Wendelek. And Mike plays with a lot of different bands. And what a good drummer he is, huh?
He played with a number of the prominent ones in the city.
Jolly Brothers.
Jolly Brothers.
Yeah.
And another family band of boys.
Okay.
He played with them.
Okay.
And, you know, if you put all those people together that I got on this record, you would have... couple of hundred hours of music.
Yes, that is true. Almost 1,000 hours of musicians there. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the experience. And it was evident in the recording session, the professionalism. I mean, the guys, if they didn't like what they heard, let's do it over. And boy, they did.
They didn't take a little slip at all.
No.
And I tell you, if you don't want to buy the music, you should buy the CD for the sake of the car that's on the front end.
Yeah. Oh, we've had so many comments on that. People just like, where did you get that car? And I always tell them that you owned that first, didn't you?
Yep. It's a 1958 Corvette convertible, red with white coves.
Yep.
And I can tell you, and of course, as my two children grew up, went to college, money is tighter.
Yeah.
But that was really a mistake.
Yeah.
That car is appreciated. Today, if you look up in Corvette books, a 58 Corvette like that is more than $100,000.
Really? Wow. That's awesome.
It stayed in town here now.
Yeah.
A farmer bought it from me, and then he passed away, and his wife sold it to another financial guy here in town. And it was in good shape, but he brought it in number one shape.
Yeah, it's original shape now. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, Lester, our time is running short here. And, you know, I usually ask everybody for a special memory, if you've got one that you want to share with the listeners. And, I mean, you've had so many. You've been honored as in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. But what else? What do you have for us today?
Well, I'll tell you one in particular I'll never forget.
Okay.
I'm in the Lake Marion Ballroom, and it was a wedding dance, and I knew the couple real well. And we were playing, and it was about 10:30. And usually you play three numbers in the set.
Yeah.
Well, the crowd was so wild, they hollered for the fourth number. And in the fourth number, the grandpa was dancing with the granddaughter, the bride. And all at once, he just collapsed.
Oh, no.
And I knew it was brutal. I ran off of the stage. I thought if I could save him with doing CPR, I would. But it was too late. He was immediately dead. And there was a nurse, and I said, you come over and try. She couldn't either. And then we shut down the dance for about an hour. They called the mortician, called the coroner, and got him out there. And I will never forget it. I could see him drop. Just unbelievable.
And he probably had a happy death. I mean, dancing with his granddaughter, just as proud as can be.
Yep.
What a way to go, huh?
Well, I tell you, he's sailing up there in heaven.
Yeah.
Probably doing the polka up there, too.
You bet, doing the polka up there. Well, Lester, our time is up. We want to thank you. I need to ask you, your favorite song to play. What's the first one you'd grab if you were going to play a song out of your library?
Guido Polka.
I thought so. That's going to be the first song we play after we let you go. If you can hang on the line after I let you go, I'll talk to you off the air. But we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us once again. And you know what I've said the last times? Good Lord willing, you and I are here. We'll do it again sometime. How's that?
And I want to wish you and your wife and all of Chasm a happy holiday season from myself and the Country Dutch from my band. I wish you the best in the holiday that anyone could have. Best Christmas and the best New Year. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Lester. You have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you again soon. All righty. And there he goes, Lester Schuft, our 487th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 487th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Lester Schuft, Dr. Lester Schuft, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And at 86 years of age, he still got her. You bet. 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Time to get into the music, our musical treat for dancing feet. Lester said his favorite song is the Guido Polka, recorded back on his 2013 recording. Here it is, the Guido Polka. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, their 2013 recording, Hulurai Polkas and Waltzes Down by the Riverside, and that was the Guido Polka. We move to his 2022 recording, Classic Polkas and Waltzes, and it's a nice Landler tune, Hulurai number, The Old German Landler. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Yes, a great number there, the Old German Landler. 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B out of Freeport, Minnesota, Jeannie Bonfeg. And Jeannie texting in a bunch of information once again yesterday. She says, hello, Here's Copy and Merry Happy Holidays from everyone at Jeannie B's Tours to all of you. Jeannie B's Tours has gift certificates. They're a great gift idea for folks that enjoy the daycation one-day tours, minications for 2 or 3 days, or maybe one of Jeannie B's extended tours to Branson, Ireland, Alaska, fall in New England, Canadian Rockies, Danube River Cruise, Germany, and Austria, and many, many more exciting adventures. Call Jeannie B's Tours soon at 320-345-1581 for tour details. Plan to attend Jeannie B's Meet and Greet Tour Information Gatherings in your area coming up in February. Listen to Chasm for future Sundays for details in the upcoming weeks. And as Jeannie likes to say, remember that holidays are for thankfulness, family, and festive fun. See you next year. Tour more in 24. And that is for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Again, Jeannie B, her phone number, 320-345-1581. And Jeannie is always happy to visit with you, no matter when, about any of the upcoming tours, any questions you might have. Maybe you want a brochure mailed out, whatever it might be. She's there for you, and she will make your trip special. She's done it for us time after time, and I know she'll do it for you. Jeannie B's Tours, she brings us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. As we come up on 26 minutes, now past the hour of 12 noon and 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a great polka tune by Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman off of their recent recording, Classic Cars and Classic Polkas and Waltzes in a Classic Car. And it's a polka tune. It's one called the Divorced Polka. Thank you. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Divorce Polka, and Gary Schrader on that tuba solo. It's 12:30 here on KASM, waltz time, and a beautiful waltz tune, one called the Morning Glow Waltz. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Morning Glow Waltz. And that was Rick Keen and Mike Wendelick on the vocal there. Beautiful harmony. Another great old-time polka, it's the Nebraska Polka. Thank you. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Nebraska Polka. That old clock on the wall seems to go double time on Sunday afternoons. It's time to wrap up another musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. It's out of the Elmerscheid Library. It's a Ray Dorschner number, one called the Dutch Maid Waltz. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, great recording there of the Dutch Maid Waltz, yeah, out of the Elmerscheid Library, and original there from the Ray Dorschner Band. 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is at 35 degrees, and we'll take a look at weather, funeral announcements, and the birthday club all coming your way next year on KASM.